every telephone, a TV antenna. Radio station trying to make me remember. Just thinking out loud right now how this puzzle works. White walls, pinstripes, curb feelers, and muscle shirts. Virgo born in a purple storm, standing on a homemade platform, screaming at a bullhorn until the break of morn, until I die trying to make the whole room too warm. Ooh, how are you? Spend a few minutes, less than an hour, trying to move in between a space right now. From the last time I seen your face, make shapes outside of digital keepsakes. Ah, keep that lonely energy. If only we could kick away the penalties. Make love and peace, make a bunch of seeds. I'll make anything just to make memories. To put it all in perspective, I'm trying to give everything 100% of me. And you can take it however you shall. Wasn't waving at you anyways, I was waving at the clouds. A rotary telephone, a TV antenna. Radio station trying to make me remember. Just thinking out loud right now how this puzzle works. White walls, pinstripes, curb feelers, and muscle shirts. Come on now, even if there was a way to say what I thought about anything, doubt I'll waste my breath trying to preach to the crowd. I'm not trying to sell teeth to a crocodile. I'm not in style, I don't think I had the chance. I was just a child, like to draw on my pants. I was trying to find a couple answers. I knew I was a problem when I saw your hands up. Now put the dinner in a bag. If you call police, I'ma burn your flag. Tryna chop this wood like it's all good. Like maybe it'll fix a broken part of my childhood-ish. And you know that's the link. Got you chasing realities that went extinct. White walls, pinstripes, curb feelers, and a gold nameplate on a four-finger ring. A rotary telephone, a TV antenna. Radio station tryna make me remember. Just thinking out loud right now how this puzzle works. White walls, pinstripes, curb feelers, and muscle shirts. When a spotlight shined, did you finally find some kind of peace of mind or a piece of behind? I wrote my number above the hand dryer. It says call for a good vampire. I've been a few places on this planet, same sh- different sandwich. Coming at you live on borrowed time. How's my driving?
We just heard from Atmosphere, Slut and Ant with Rotary Telephone. Before that, Nilas Erland Appensynth with a pyramid, and that had some, like, Egyptian fiddle or something like that in there. That was quite unusual. Before that, we heard from M.P. Clark with Tease and Play, Evil with, or it could be Evil, with Leech. Before that, Steppenwolf with the Magic Carpet Ride Fatboy Slim Remix, David Grisman and Tony Rice with Turn of the Century, Aiden Newland with Home, The Pale White with Taste the Sun, and before that, Jean-Jacques Perry and Dana Countryman with Pizzicato Samba, right here on listener-supported WFMU Sheena's Jungle Room. I'm Mike Rogers, and this is Color Red Radio.
Thank you. See you. Babylon the people, they might search for you. How can you kill them with pure bandolo? Hey.
Color Red Radio with your host, Mike Rogers.
Thank you. Meow. shiny star, trapped in a tiny jar. Ain't nobody got the time for scars, looking at that mirror behind the bar. I respect your reflections, aside from a few exceptions. Notice the majority authority be stepping in the traffic with bad directions. I don't wanna sound like another typical escapist, but I won't protest if you wanna deviate away from the basics. If you think it'll help, we can celebrate your pain and your patience. They said hell is made out of self-deprecation. Dressed up head to toe, but never felt so naked. So fortunate, there ain't nothing to forfeit. And a torch gotta light its own course, I guess. Nobody ever told you about the vultures in a hornet's nest. I know you wanna move forwards, but you feel like an ornament. And everyone acts so supportive, the distortion sounds disproportionate.
Thank you.
We just heard from Fester Swollen Inexperience with Slide Blues in E minor. Before that, we heard from Atmosphere with Talk Talk, Dana Countryman with Lovesick Martian Boy, William Orbit with Love My Way, Dana Countryman once again with Cocktails in Space, and then Justice Rumnap in Deutsches Film Orchestra with A Secret Within. And before that, we heard from Cold Cut and On You Sound with Every Day Another Sanction. And starting off that set was Chris Iannuzzi with Silent Sea. I'm Mike Rogers. This has been Color Red Radio. That's all the time we have for today. I got time for one more song. And she started off the show. She's going to end the show. Here it's Natsuki with Renrai right here on listener-supported WFMU, Sheena's Jungle Room, Color Red Radio. See you next week. Bye.
Thank you. Welcome to the Born Too Late program, coming at you from Sheena's Jungle Room on listener-supported WFMU. And tonight, we are doing our Glam Slam episode of Born Too Late. We're here with Adam T. and Johnny Whitmer. How's it going, guys?
Doing good. Happy Friday.
And it's a great night to talk about some glam rock. So why don't you guys start, just like, when I say glam, like, what does that mean to you?
For me, I guess it means I mean I guess I get into glam rock when early on. Like I said, I have in previous interviews had an older brother and also an aunt that was part of a record club, and she would always give us her doubles. So I had like Sweet Little Willie. I didn't know it was glam. I mean, but that's like one of the first songs that I really remember hearing. And then definitely Mott the Hoople and Kiss came in. So those are big influences on me. I mean, I guess Kiss is probably my biggest. As far as glam goes with Bowie and stuff, I didn't really get into Bowie probably until Let's Dance and China Girl, probably like in the 80s. But I mean, I've grown to love it since. And then, I would say for me, the glam rock started early on with Kiss, Sweet, and Mott the Hoople. Although I did not know it was glam or anything about glam, or I saw some dudes in boots and I thought, like, that's just how rock and rollers are, you know?
Yeah, you know, Kiss, of course, you know, I was born in 75, so, like, you know, Kiss were just this ever-present, like, you know, superhero comic book world that was just, like, there with the Super Friends and with Star Wars and shit, like, just from my earliest consciousness, like, they were just always there. And I always had, like, you know, my mom's Elton John records. And then, like, when I was real young, my uncle gave me, you know, his Alice Cooper records and his Lou Reed and Velvet Underground records and the first couple Sabbath records and the Bowie records, like, up through, like, Hunky Dory through, like, Lodger, you know, so, like, the whole gamut of that shit. And then, like, so that was all stuff I loved through, like, my uncle and my mom, glam rock. It's like, I was born of that era. It wasn't even like, oh, it's glam rock. It's just like everything was glam rock. And I loved it all. You know, it's like, of course, Alice, yes, Cooper, like, and the more, and you know, it's like, even like going into the 80s. And I told you guys before we got on, like, I picked all 80s hard rock glam bands or glam punk bands because that was my era. And it's like, you know, growing up on my mom and my uncle's records, like, my first stuff that, like, was mine were these glam rock bands. And, like, you were talking about Bowie in 83, like, Culture Club, like, no one questioned Boy George. It was like, here's this guy who has these great songs and these great voice, and he's like a transvestite, but who cares? And then there was, like, Hanoi Rocks, and, like, I had Kerrang. Hanoi Rocks were one of my first huge bands that I just loved, even from a little kid. Like, that really set me down on a big wormhole. And, like, we were talking Def Leppard, like, these guys that were younger bands, Kix, that were different than the mustached era bands, Motley Crue, that you could kind of claim as your own, right, as a young kid, that were like our punk kind of, or for my generation, a little bit younger, like, they were like very much for the youth, you know, and for us as kids. And they felt real. And, like, reading from Def Leppard, like, then I learned about Slade and Gary Glitter and Sweet and Mott the Hoople, because they were influenced by them and they were British. And then reading, you know, about Hanoi Rocks and Motley Crue and Wasp, reading about the Dolls and, you know, from Hanoi, them about, you know, Stiv and Johnny Thunders. And, like, you know, I was only 10 or 11 years old and I was buying New York Dolls records from reading about all this other stuff. So, like,
for shit.
You know, that's just all the stuff that, like, as a kid, even the Plasmatics, like, I would consider them glam as much as I would punk. They were so just, like, shocktastic, you know. it was just what really grabbed my attention as a young kid. Like, this is my kind of music. Like, I knew Triumph and Rush were not my kind of music. You know, it's like, I knew when I saw fucking, like, or I heard, like, Raw Power or Search and Destroy, that that was my kind of music, you know, or I heard...
Rush Working Man's good, though. I like that song.
There was a lot of stuff that I liked that were fine. Like, I love the Scorpions.
I like Bastille Day, too, I think.
But I didn't want to be Rudolf Schenker. You know what I mean? When I was
of course.
I had no fucking... I was like...
Early Scorps are good. Come on.
I love the Scorpions, you know, it's, but I didn't strive to, like, I want to be in a band and I want to be like Rudolf Schenker. I don't want to be like Klaus Meine or fucking Crocus.
Yeah, for me, definitely it was, you know, bands that were like hard rock, borderline, maybe glam, maybe they dressed up a little bit different, you know, like Adam was talking about, you know, Slade and